This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Corey Jones. Some educators in Colorado Springs' largest school district are on strike today. They're protesting the loss of a collective bargaining agreement and what they call a retaliatory teaching environment. In response, School Board Vice President Jill Halfley says she rejects the idea that teachers have anything to protest.
It can't be about pay because they got a 10% raise. It can't be about benefits because they have the best benefits in the city. It can't be about planning time, duty-free lunches, those sorts of things, because we guaranteed those in the new employee handbook. So we're not exactly sure, other than to say it's a political stunt.
School board members added that they're expecting a regular school day and that out of the district's 1,800 teachers, about a third will be on strike and that the gap is being filled with substitutes. The Supreme Court will likely issue a ruling over Colorado's conversion therapy ban in the spring. That's after justices heard arguments yesterday. At issue is whether licensed therapists can counsel minors to try to change their gender identity or sexual orientation. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports that it was a relatively subdued scene at the Supreme Court.
I actually went through the line of people waiting to get in. I do that to see if I can find any Coloradans to talk to, but there were none. And that line was actually smaller than normal, especially for a case of this magnitude. I will say there were some supporters of both sides outside of the court when I left after the arguments, but again, still smaller than I would have expected.
A conservative Christian legal group is challenging the ban, saying it violates the free speech of therapists. On the other side, the state argues it has the right to regulate discredited or harmful medical practices. You are listening to CPR News and KRCC.